Hi, this is Sheila Cagill with the Communicate Influence podcast. In this week's episode, we have part one of a conversation with Kim Scaravelli, a communications pro and owner of Trust Communications in Halifax, Canada. Kim is an expert when it comes to social media, and today she's going to discuss how to manage your Twitter account in just 30 minutes a day. So if you're new to social media or feeling overwhelmed and spending too much time on Twitter, you'll definitely get a lot out of this episode.
Hi, I'm Josh Steinle, host of the Published Author Podcast. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to publish a nonfiction book to grow your business, then this is the podcast you've been waiting for. The Published Author Podcast will help you become an author and show you how to build a thought leadership system around your book. With this, you can grow your business, land speaking gigs, grow your tribe, and lots more. As an entrepreneur and author myself, I'll be sharing my experience with you, but I'm also interviewing dozens and eventually hundreds of guests who are best-selling authors, non-best-selling authors, editors, literary agents, ghostwriters, and publishers. All sorts of experts on creating a book, writing a book, publishing a book. And this is all to provide you with their knowledge and guidance so that you can write your book, publish your book, market your book, get it out there, and grow your business. You can find the Published Author Podcast on your favorite podcast app or platform, or go to publishedauthor.com.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the Communicate Influence Podcast.
Hello, Sheila.
How are you today?
I am fantastic. The sun, the sun is shining here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. My old dog is laying beside me, so it's a good day.
And you recently had a storm, didn't you? Was it Hurricane Henry?
I think it was Albert. I don't know. I lose track of the names. It didn't actually hit us. It just sort of blustered and flustered and blew back out to the ocean.
Oh, okay. So you're okay. That's good to hear. Now, today we're going to talk about how to master Twitter in 30 minutes a day, which a lot of people will think, that's unbelievable. If you're spending 30 minutes a day on Twitter, you're probably not getting very much done at all in terms of what you should be doing on Twitter. But you're a strong advocate for keeping that time slot short. In fact, you propose 20 minutes a day. So, yeah. So let's begin.
Okay.
We're talking to people who've been using Twitter for a long time and frustrated about the amount of time that they're using each day. And we're also talking to people who are just getting onto the platform and really don't know where to begin, don't know what to post, where should they get content from, all those kinds of things. Let's jump in.
Absolutely. And of all the platforms, well, YouTube's pretty voracious. Twitter has a voracious appetite. So there's really no point in taking your brand onto Twitter if you are going to tweet once or twice a week. Frankly, if you're going to tweet once or twice a day, you really have to get that volume up to, in my humble opinion, at least 8 times a day. If you want to grow your audience and have an increased follower count and keep people engaged, that's really where you have to be on Twitter.
So frequency, don't just kind of tweet once a day and think, that's it, great, I'm going to have success on Twitter.
Well, you can't, because the life expectancy of a tweet is 8 minutes. So based on the pure volume of people tweeting, 8 minutes after you've made your tweet, it's so far down their feed that no one's really seeing it anymore. Mm-hmm. So it disappears very quickly. And as a result, if you are only tweeting once a day, you're really limiting your audience. I personally tweet 10 or 12 times a day, Monday through Friday, and 8 or 9 times a day on Saturday and Sunday.
And on that note, Kim, is there such a thing as tweeting too much?
I'll be honest, I don't think so, unless you're obnoxious. I think something about what you tweet. I mean, if you're going to tweet some political rant and you're going to do it every minute on the minute for days on end, then absolutely you're being obnoxious. But keeping in mind that tweets have a fairly short life expectancy, I think that the average person can get away with a pretty solid number of tweets a day and still be seeming to be perfectly polite and a reasoned person.
Well, that's good. Okay. Now, that is going to sound a lot of tweeting to someone who, the scenario that we're coming across more and more today, which is sad, but, you know, people are resilient, but they've lost their jobs. They're deciding to
launch that business idea that they've had in their minds for some time. So they're jumping in. They might be slightly unprepared. And launching a business, as you know, Kim, you're an entrepreneur. It is a lot of work, launching and running a business.
Absolutely.
So how does this new business person get started? And we'll look at that first, and then we'll jump into people who've been on Twitter a while and a bit frustrated with their timekeeping.
Okay. First of all, if you don't need to be on Twitter, don't go there. If you sell, example, you sell beautiful jewelry, your ideal customer for your beautiful jewelry is a woman in her 20s. Why are you on Twitter? Yeah, go to Instagram, my friend. Go to Instagram and prosper. Know where you're supposed to be. But if you're trying to build brand authority, you're a professional, you're a consultant, you have a B2B brand, any of those types of things, then absolutely you should be present on Twitter. So the first thing a new business owner needs to do is allocate the amount of time that they're going to use to social media. Then within that, decide what the purpose of the social media will be. Are you trying to generate leads? Are you trying to build your brand? Are you trying to sell things directly? Then pick your platforms accordingly. And on this particular podcast, we're going to be assuming that you've done those things and you've decided that Twitter is one of the places that your brand needs to be. Now the question is, how do you control and manage your time effectively on that platform?
Mm. And how does someone who's new to Twitter, so they're getting off on the right foot, at least, and they're not going to, hopefully they listen to this podcast right when they're just about to launch their Twitter account. Let's quickly go through the things that they should be doing.
Well, the number one thing from a practical perspective is to use a content calendar. This is not cheating. This is not automating in the way that people think of automating. This is just, and you should never over automate. People need to actually be real on these social media sites. Using a calendar, personally, I use Buffer. There are all kinds of good calendars. There's a nice one in Hootsuite. Agora Pulse has a really good one. I can't even name the number of places you can go. I like Buffer because it's very simple. So what happens when I log into Buffer is I see a calendar. It looks like, you know, a calendar of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then in that space, I pick the 11 times when I'm going to post on the weekdays and the 8 times I'm going to post on the weekend, and I create little boxes. After that, the fun part about Buffer is a tiny little icon appears on my computer screen all the time. And let's say I just fall into something interesting. I find a TED Talk. I'm like, wow, that is so cool. I can click on that little icon and my Buffer extension will open up and I can decide that I want to share that and I can pick when I want to share it. And that's what I mean by now you're able to fill a queue. So just randomly during the course of your day, you may trip into 5 or 6 really interesting things that you want to share, but now you're not just sharing them in a row. You're able to strategically fill your calendar for like a week in advance or even a month in advance.
Mm, that sounds great. And the one interesting thing that I know you mentioned before we began this interview about the calendar is that once you get up and running, you can go back and visit what you tweeted, say, last month, last week, perhaps, or even last year.
Oh, my God. Repurpose your own brilliance is a big thing for me. Here's an example. There are days when I wake up, I don't know, I'm just on. I'm making funny jokes with my teenager about her boxed lunch. I'm really like just in a mood. And in those moments, I can think of lots of funny, witty, sage, motivational, inspirational things to say. There are mornings when I struggle to just have my coffee and no one should talk to me for an hour and there is nothing brilliant coming out of my head. So using the content calendar allows me to, on that day when I have that, I don't know, connection to the creative gods, I might sit there and make 10 or 15 interesting motivational or business type comments. And I might schedule them once every day to come out over the next 8 days. So that day when you wake up and there's nothing, there's nothing in there, you can mm-hmm. honestly sit there and have your coffee and go, well, this just isn't my moment. That's another thing the calendar lets you do. And also, over time, So for example, I've been on Twitter for a number of years. So today, I wasn't feeling motivational. Went out last night to celebrate my anniversary, enjoyed both wine and a flavored coffee. There's nothing creative in my brain at 8 a.m. this morning. So what I did is I went back through my calendar to September 25th, 2018. And I look at the 11 things I posted on that day, and I realize, oh my God, I said the funniest thing on that day about being self-employed. I shared a cool article by Neil Patel. So basically I went back and looked. His article's been updated. It's still a really good article. So I'm putting that in the queue. The funny things I said on that day when I was obviously in a much fresher frame of mind, they're still interesting things. So I switched out the emojis or whatever, and I put those in the queue. You can actually curate, reuse, repurpose your own content over time, which I think saves you so much time. And remember, a tweet lasts 8 minutes. No one remembers what you posted on September 25th of 2018.
Listeners, before I jump into the 2 points that Kim touched on, I just want to say that you should be following Kim Scaravelli, and we'll include a handle in the show notes, because her content is really relevant. It's always something interesting. She's funny, she's engaging, sometimes profound, and always captures the moment. So I think she is a great person to follow if you want to get into the flow of how to tweet really well. And the 2 points, let's kind of dig into them a little bit, because they are really interesting. The first one is that there's great content out there that is timeless, like the Neil Patel article that you mentioned. And those articles,
they can be
retweeted and shared again. And then the second point was the fact that, you know, if you tweet the same tweet at the start and the end of the day, don't think, oh, someone will see I've just tweeted this, because, you know, as you said, Kim, it's gone in 8 minutes.
Absolutely. I mean, unless you do your job really well, and then it just keeps blossoming like a, you know, it's wonderful. It keeps on going. But for the most part, absolutely. And you raise an interesting point when you mentioned evergreen or timeless content. There is a misconception that if you want to suddenly get more followers on Twitter or on some social media, the thing is to be timely, be controversial, be tagging whatever happened today. I would argue, maybe. I mean, if that's your brand, if you're Howard Stern, then you want to be as controversial and timely as possible. But if you're someone like myself, I'm a digital strategist. I'm trying to help people understand how to make their business grow. There are certain timeless attributes of how you grow a business. There are timeless principles that are taught in business schools across the world that will always apply and have always applied. So it's not necessarily the right advice to say be constantly in that news queue trying to follow the latest hashtag. It's not necessary. Say things that are timeless. They're more apt to build an audience over time.
Yeah. Good point there, Kim, really about branding. You've got to understand yourself. Know your brand really well. If you're a new business, you're still figuring out your brand, don't kind of start tweeting randomly. Get your head around what your persona, what your voice is before you begin.
Well, absolutely. So our first point was, if you're trying to do this in 30 minutes a day, which I think is very reasonable, if you are spending much more than that on Twitter, I would question what you're not doing in the day, because there are a lot of boots on the ground activities that you need to participate in to make your business grow. And it's important to not necessarily believe that all your time on social media is productive time. It is, but if, you know, measure the effectiveness of everything. So I would argue you start by having a calendar. And then the second thing that you need to do is decide on the format of what you want to tweet. So here's one of the biggest mistakes people make, is constantly tweeting ads. Look at my this, read my blog post, buy my this, book my consulting services. If you remember back before there was even an internet, when we all watched TV with commercials, you know what you did during the commercials? You got up and made a snack. Nobody sat there and watched those damn commercials. We have never liked commercials. Mm. And so continually posting them is probably the biggest turnoff in social media. People will just unfollow you. it's not going to work. So what I tell people, let's use as an example, let's say that you decide that you're going to post 10 times a day. That sounds overwhelming. You're like, how can I do that in 30 minutes? So simple. So let's say 10 times a day, twice a day, you're going to post quotes. Think about posts that resonate with you, that match with your line of work or your business or your brand values. Accumulate a large amount of them. Schedule them in advance. Space them out. You know, like maybe put them in times of day when you probably don't have as many followers because it's out of your time zone. And that will help you fill the queue. At least 4 times a day, retweet something by someone else. And when you do it, always add a comment. Don't just randomly retweet it. That's a cheap retweet. And someone just pushes that button. Probably didn't even read that article. Take the time to comment on it. Say, this is a really good TED Talk. You're going to love this because this woman's got so much energy. Mm. Or, you know, my friend Sheila's got this great podcast. You want to see what she was interviewing this week. Do that probably 4 times a day.
Telling your followers what the value is and what you're retweeting. Yeah.
Yeah, you're telling them what the value is. And you're also telling the person whose content you shared that you actually appreciate them. That you are not just trying to fill your Twitter queue. Mm-hmm. You are promoting their work. You are saying, this thing, like I just shared something by a fellow who does clients from hell, and he makes these quippy quotes about these clients he has. I laugh every single time. So when I shared it, I put a thing on the top of it going, this guy makes me laugh every time, because he does. I think that there's more value to that. So if you picture 10, so now, how's this for high tech? So you have buffer, you have a calendar, you're looking at your week, you've got these little empty spots, which are in gray, you're filling them in, and you're going to space out 2 quotes every day. So you do that maybe on Sunday morning. You just sit there and you put in your quotes. Well, that's filling up about 20% of your calendar. Then you're going to go in, as you're finding things in life that you find retweetable, you're going to click that little icon on the top of your laptop screen, poke that in those other spots. Then you're going to do at least once a day, do a shout out. And not one of those schmarmy ones where someone just lists 50 sites. So a shout out for people who are new to Twitter is when you say something like happy Friday or sunny Saturday, and then you just put a whole bunch of handles of different people on Twitter. It's called a shout out, and it tends to get engagement because all of those other people that are mentioned in your shout out will like it and share it with their followers and so on and so forth. I like them in theory. In reality, they get quite schmarmy. People who don't even know you, don't even follow you, will put you in one of these shout outs because you have a following, and it's all very weird. Instead of that, make it more impactful. Once a day, tweet about a Twitter account that you like and why. Something simple. You know, like I tweet the other day, I love following Allison K. Consulting. I know so little about Google Analytics and she knows so much. You know, that kind of thing. Shoutouts are really valuable. People like them, and it shows that you're there and you're real, and it ups your engagement rate. It's a good thing. Then 2 times a day, you post personal thoughts. That's the hardest part, is actually being present, thinking about those 2 things. And then once a day, if you're posting 10 times a day, once a day you post something that's brand content. It's a link to your podcast. It's a link to your video. It's a page from your website, a blog post you made, something you're offering. Because at that ratio, 1/10 of your content is promotional. People will accept that. It's not offensive. And so the way I do it, very old school, remember recipe cards? Get yourself a recipe card. And on your recipe card, write down your little formula. 12:30 a.m., quote. 5:30 a.m., retweet with comments. Make your little formula. And then in the morning when you're having your cup of coffee, you go into your buffer calendar. You look to see where you still got little gaps, and you fill them in with the right things. And that should take you 10 to 15 minutes in the morning while you're having your coffee. That's it. That's 10 or 15 minutes. And then the rest of the day, sort of midway through your day, at the very end of your work day, and maybe once in the evening, right before you put your feet up to watch TV, go in for 5 minutes and go straight to your notifications. Look and interact with the people who are interacting with you. Instead of being always in your newsfeed or always out there trying to find stuff to share, go in and actually talk to the people who are talking to you. If someone retweeted it, it'll show you notifications and you can send them a reply saying thanks for sharing, maybe a cute little GIF. If somebody made a comment on one of your posts, they say, yeah, that's so true, it just happened to me. You can send back and say, small world. Like, have those conversations because that's how you build community, and community is how you ultimately thrive on social media.
That's fantastic, Kim. A really, really strong primer for people who want to either get started on Twitter or really look at improving and better organizing or becoming more efficient on Twitter.
It's also more fun. I mean, at the end of the day, it's social media. It's not torture media. If this is the most stressful part of your day and you spend, you know, 2 hours a day doing it and 6 hours a day complaining about it, my God, nothing should be like that. Stop. Mm. Once you actually get that hang of it and you're actually talking to people, you're having conversations with people, then it's fun. It's just like a coffee date, or it's just like saying hi to somebody in the bank lineup. It's, mm-hmm. you know, relax. Relaxing is one of the keys to success on any kind of social media.
That's so true. Well, thanks so much, Kim, for that really good primer on Twitter, social media. And as I mentioned earlier, listeners, you can find Kim on Twitter at Kim Scaravelli. And we'll include that in the show notes, as well as her bio and a link to her website, Trust Communications. It's been lovely speaking with you today. Thank you.
Lovely speaking with you too, Sheila. It always is a treat.
We're going to be speaking to Kim next week. And we're going to kind of broaden things out a little bit. It's how to find the right social media platforms for your business. And in that episode, we're going to be talking about an issue that a lot of organizations have, especially startups. They think that they have to be on every platform. And that's when, to use Kim's word, it becomes torture media as opposed to social media. So we'll be tackling that topic on next week's show. Thanks, Kim, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.